Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I'll give you that one. Since you know this summer is the 2016 Rio Olympics, we gotta talk about the U.S. men's and women's national teams. I wanna, you know, talk about an issue that was posed, you know, of December of last year. I was trying to get you on the show, but a few months ago to talk about this, and you know, it was Abby Wambach's comments on the U.S. men's national teams, specifically on their coach Jurgen Klinsmann, and didn't like the fact that he was bringing in these foreign players with U.S. citizenships on the team. You know, Landa Donovan kind of echoed her comments there. And, you know, just a few months ago in April of this year, you know, she was arrested for your DUI. And then players on the U.S. men's national team, such as José Altidore and Alejandro Bedoya, had some critical comments to you, specifically Bedoya, who, you know, kind of took a shot at Abby. And, you know, his parents, you know, served in the U.S. military, and he got kind of upset from that. And, you know, what Landon and Abby had to speak of as a whole. Now, we know that they had a good run at the Copa America, you know, losing in the semifinals. We know that that was Klinsmann's, you know, prediction. The expectation was to make the semifinals as opposed to actually saying, oh, we have a chance to win it all, kind of going against the American way. And I could see why that might hurt some of these former American players that, you know, have a lot of pride, you know, about the United States and what we, you know, represent as a whole. So could you speak on, you know, Klinsmann's reign at the U.S. men's national team? Is, do you think, is he progressing? Is he changing the league? How do you see his term there and the backlash he's received from these former U.S. players?
I mean, there's a couple issues there. Yeah. You know, Abby, I think, was wrong about what she said. Right. You know, anyone who has served the United States in the military and has an offspring that is good enough to play for the U.S. national team should play for the U.S. national team. It doesn't matter whether he grew up in Germany or in, you know, in Missouri. It doesn't matter. He's an American.
Right.
So, you know, I thought that was inappropriate on Abby's part. Does it call into question player development in the U.S. That players who have been developed overseas are so important to the national team? Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of field players, you know, succeeding in Europe. That's a fact. Players that were developed here in the States. So that's certainly a concern. Mm-hmm. In terms of Klinsmann's tenure as the national team coach, you know, I think the quarterfinals was kind of the threshold in Copa America. They got beyond that, which was a good sign. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't beat Brazil or Argentina or Chile or Mexico, but you know what? They got to the semifinals, and that's an accomplishment. The World Cup, you know, they got out of a very difficult group. Mm-hmm. They should be credited for that. They had an opportunity, you know, to beat Belgium, although Belgium was the better team at the World Cup. They didn't do that. And then last year was bad. They had a bad 2015. You know, finishing fourth in the Gold Cup is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Losing to Jamaica in the semifinals is poor. And then the start of World Cup qualifying, losing to Guatemala earlier this year, is unacceptable as well. So, you know, there have been ups and downs. Is the program making progress? I suppose in some areas they are, in some areas they aren't. The results are not much different than they were under Bob Bradley or Bruce Arena. So that's, that's all part of it. And we'll see how things go moving forward. You know, had the U.S. failed to get out of the group in Copa America, I think Klinsmann would have been fired.
Mm-hmm.
They got through the group, and it was a difficult group. So his job is safe. And now we head back into World Cup qualifying. They should finish things off in the semifinal round in September, and then they head into the final round starting in November, where things will get much more difficult.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, speaking of Klinsmann, you know, his contract actually expires in, you know, 2018. I know he's reports out there saying that he's had interest from some of the top five European leagues. And he might be vacating after that. And we know that he's had a long stint with the U.S. men's national teams. It's kind of rare to see a coach last this long with the national team. But let's say, for the sake of argument, hypothetically speaking, if Klinsmann were to leave after 2018 and not get a contract extension or renew a new deal, and let's say the U.S. national team hires a United States type of coach who kind of coaches that Bob Bradley system, do you see this team and all the progress that Klinsmann has instilled into this program taking a step back, you know, starting from scratch? Or does, like, the U.S. men's national team need to have that European type of style coach in order to change results in the United States, make it more appealing, make it more popular? We know the sport has been growing over the last few years. They've had, you know, TV. I know the Premier League has had a TV deal with NBC. You know, the Champions League has a deal with Fox Sports, and more people are getting interested into soccer in the United States. So do you think that might hurt that popularity if Klinsmann were to go and they were to bring a U.S. style coach, if I may say?
I don't think the coach has anything to do with it. It's the results on the field, whether it's Bruce Arena or Bob Bradley or Jurgen Klinsmann. I mean, Klinsmann has certainly brought some initial energy and enthusiasm just because that's his personality. You know, at the end of the day, people want to see a winning team. They want their country to win. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's an unknown coach from, you know, MLS or someone world famous like Klinsmann or someone in between. It's just the way it is. I don't think things, you know, jump forward remarkably or step back remarkably. With a change of a coach, you know, it's your talent base, your player pool is not going to change that much. The players are who they are. You know, it's not like a professional sport where you go out and make a trade or you know, draft someone. These are the players. You know, there's no Messi or Neymar or Ronaldo sitting out there who's being snubbed by Jurgen Klinsmann. It is what it is, and as player development improves in this country, then perhaps you'll see some seismic changes. But, you know, right now, to make a college basketball analogy, you know, U.S. soccer, men's soccer, is a mid-major. And, you know, they're capable of beating bigger programs. But, you know, by and large, they're in that second tier, which, you know, which is fine. You know, we're not a traditional soccer playing country, and it takes generations and generations for that to change.